Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
House Speaker at Columbia University.
The cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now.
Arizona House advances repeal of 1864 abortion law.
Three Republican House lawmakers voting with Democrats.
President Biden signs foreign aid package.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. As students keep rallying on campuses and police tangle with some at the University of Southern California and the University of Texas at Austin, several members of Congress visit New York City to weigh in on Israel-Hamas protests at colleges there. CBS's Matt Piper.
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed at Columbia while calling for the school's president to resign amid growing what he calls anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian protests on campus.
So, I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
He condemned the demonstrations and any threats against Jewish students.
All of this has to be said because the cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideology.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A proposed repeal of Arizona's 1864 near-total ban on abortions has won approval from the State House. KPHO's TV's Emma Lockhart.
It now heads to the Senate, where Democratic lawmakers also need at least three Republicans to join them in repealing that legislation.
If the state Senate approves it, Arizona would allow abortions up to 15 weeks. At the U.S. Supreme Court. Protesters outside as inside justices weigh an Idaho abortion case. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The Justice Department brought the original case against Idaho, saying its near-total abortion ban conflicts with a 1986 law known as EMTALA. Solicitor General Counsel Elizabeth Prelogar says a woman with a severe medical condition must be offered pregnancy termination under that law.
But Idaho makes termination a felony punishable by years of imprisonment unless it's necessary to prevent the woman's death.
Idaho says its ban has exceptions for life-saving abortions. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden wastes no time in signing legislation providing aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Literally, in a few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine.
CBS's Eleanor Watson at the Pentagon.
The weapons, which are expected to start arriving in Ukraine over the next few days, include more artillery rounds, air defense munitions to knock down Russian missiles and drones, as well as more armored vehicles.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow closed down 43 points. The Nasdaq rose 16. Now this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Help for air travelers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says when flights are canceled or significantly delayed, airlines...
Within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund to the credit card that you use to book it without you having to call or wait on hold or sort through digital paperwork or haggle with that airline.
Buttigieg also says in a new partnership with 18 state attorneys general, they'll be able to investigate airlines and ticket agents to hold them accountable when they violate aviation consumer protection laws. Russia vetoes a UN Security Council resolution calling on nations to prevent an arms race in outer space. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield asks Russia,
why, if you are following the rules, would you not support a resolution that reaffirms them? What could you possibly be hiding?
Russia's UN ambassador accuses the U.S. of trying to tarnish the Kremlin and says Moscow will soon come up with its own draft resolution aimed at keeping space safe. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A change when it comes to what's for lunch at schools. CBS's Jim Krasula serves up the details.
The rules place new limits on the amount of added sugars in school meals for the first time. They also cut the amount of sodium in kids' school meals. Megan Maroney is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
This is a huge step in improving the health of children.
Some 45 million kids get free breakfast and or lunch through the federal school meals program. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The Supreme Court is set to convene tomorrow to consider whether former President Donald Trump is entitled to sweeping immunity from criminal prosecution for what he says were official acts taken while he occupied the White House. Special Counsel Jack Smith alleges Trump engaged in an unlawful scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Also, after a day off, court resumes tomorrow in Trump's Manhattan criminal trial.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Foreign aid bill signed into law by President Biden includes a measure that targets TikTok.
It's been called a ban on the Chinese-owned social media platform, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that's not what it is.
We believe that we will be able to divest.
And for those who love TikTok,
we're not saying we do not want TikTok to exist. We're not saying that we do not want Americans to use TikTok. We want to make sure that it's done in the way that we protect our national security and that we protect Americans.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
According to criminal charges, a Minnesota state senator told police she broke into her stepmother's Detroit Lakes home because her stepmother refused to give her items of sentimental value from her late father, including his ashes. The complaint targets Democratic Senator Nicole Mitchell, a former broadcast meteorologist, with one count of first-degree burglary. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert.
And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.